Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. We're sitting back here in the historic Clay County Courthouse, right in the middle of the grand old lady of Clay County. And she's surviving pretty good, and we're surviving. We've got a good fire going this morning. I've got some great guests coming on here in a few minutes, and we've got a great show coming up today. And, of course, as usual, we're coming to you live and in living color on your radio dial. And that dial should, it is said, if you're listening to us, to 101.5 WVFB FM, Kicks Country. And if you're listening and you think maybe your neighbors ain't, give them a call and tell them to tune us in. And if for some reason you know someone that can't be listening right now, let them know that we're going to rebroadcast about 6 o'clock tonight. And while they're on their way over to the ball game over at Livingston, they can listen to us on 101.5 heading to the ball game. So we've got a whole bunch of things going on here in Salina and in the surrounding area here in the next day or so. And we'll talk about that a little bit here in a minute. And, of course, we want to remind everyone that this is the day of the birthday and anniversary celebration, where we have some call-in names of folks that are celebrating, I think it's just birthdays today. We don't have any anniversaries, and we'll be reading those off here in a little bit. And we want to remind everyone, if they want to participate in this, they need to give a call here to 243-5574, and you'll get the answering machine. And if you'll speak slowly and clearly, we'll get your name on the list. And folks are getting a lot better about that. They're slowing down, they're talking, and we can understand most everyone. So that's great. And also, that you know that if you want to email one of those, you can do that to courthouse at the InfoEd email address. So we'll remind you that you can do that. And let's see, right now I guess we'll take a little short break and come back, and I've got my first guest here from over the the Clay County Health Department. She's going to fill us in on a couple of things that are going on over there. And then we've got a whole bunch of local news we're going to talk about a little bit. But right now, let's take a little short break and let everyone get set and ready and drag up a chair around the old stove there and get ready to listen to the Clay County Corner here on WVFB-FM. So we'll be right back in a minute.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The senior care unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We're sitting here this morning. We have Carol Sue Collins from over at the Health Department that's got a couple of new things that she wants to talk about. And, of course, before we get into some of that, flu vaccine. We still got plenty?
Still got plenty of flu vaccine, Thomas. It's free. It's actually free now, and it will be until we give it all away. We have plenty right now. Encourage people, even though they're thinking it's springtime, maybe too late to get a flu shot. It's really not. We're hearing of cases of flu right now. Even here in Clay County, there's cases of flu. It's probably been a mild season for flu as far as that goes, but it seems like in the springtime it starts going big, and people can stop by without an appointment as long as I have a nurse there. Mr. Tim, the nurse, is usually there. Nurse April out there now, so we'd encourage everybody, if you've not had one, it's not too late, and try to stop by and get one.
I know Mr. Tim's a whole lot like those older folks like me. Remember Dr. Champ Ed Clark, and they used to say that he'd give you a shot without you even rolling your sleeve up or anything, just walk by where he was at. And Tim's nearly that good. I mean,
he's good, Mr. Tim. Everybody likes him to do their shots. And he's kind of getting famous for his shot-giving technique. And a lot of people won't let anybody but Mr. Tim give them their shot now. So.
And seems like we haven't had the wildfire spread through the schools this year, have we? Which has been a great thing.
But you know, a good thing we've done from the health department the last couple of years, we've went and actually done school flu shots the last 2 years. We were a little later this year than normal, but we have to hope that that's helping some, because we actually take a day and go into the schools, do the shots right there, of course with parents' permission slips being signed, but hopefully that's helping, you know, and there's lots of flu shots available in town now. You know, most of the pharmacies and doctor's offices give them, so.
Yeah, I remember a couple of home ball games ago, you guys were set up
there. We even did that a couple of weeks ago. We went and set up a little table at the ball game and tried to do a few there. So hopefully nobody has a reason not to get one, and we'll be looking for anybody to come by that hasn't had one.
Okay, now, what we got going on over there that you want to talk to us specifically about this morning?
I did want to go, and thank you, Thomas, for letting us come. We've been a few times lately and discussed all of our programs. I think everybody knows by now that we do a lot of different programs at the local health department. There's probably something for everybody out there, things you wouldn't even think about us doing. But today I'm here to tell everyone out in the community about some free prenatal workshops that we'll be having this month at the Clay County Health Department. As everyone knows, the birth of a baby is one of the most memorable events in you and your family's life. We feel it's important for families to be as prepared as possible for the moment their baby is born. We do know that early prenatal care and educating mothers on the importance of proper nutrition and good health habits have been important factors in the ongoing effort to decrease infant death. In 2013, there was 542 infant deaths in Tennessee, which that's 542 too many as far as we're concerned, but that's numbers according to the Tennessee Department of Health Division of Policy, Planning, and Assessment. We don't have anything any more current than that. It takes a couple years usually to get more statistics. But prenatal workshops are a great way for expectant parents, grandparents, and other family members to learn about and prepare for a healthy pregnancy and baby. So the goal for us out at the health department for these workshops is to provide participants with information to minimize fears and make informed decisions while pregnant and when the baby arrives. So that's one reason we decided to try to have these workshops out at the health department. They are free. There's no cost. The first one's going to be held on Tuesday, March the 8th, and the next one will be Tuesday, March 22nd. We're doing these from 3:30 to 4:30, so we're hoping that will be convenient for people in school, work. Maybe they can come since we're having them at 3:30. This will be for prenatal moms, families, their children. The class will last approximately 1 hour each time. These workshops are open to expecting parents and family members. We will provide healthy snacks. Being a health department, we've got to have those healthy snacks. But they'll be good. And everyone that participates will receive a gift. And I'd like to tell you some of the topics. We'll probably do part of these topics the first week and finish with the rest of the topics the second week. The topics will include prenatal care, safe sleep practices, car seat safety, nutrition, breastfeeding, immunization, substance abuse prevention, and baby spacing. These topics will be taught by our staff members, which would include registered nurse Tim Tiernan that we were talking about. We also have a nurse named April Collins with us now. She's an RN. Nurse practitioner Cassie Fry. The clerical staff, myself and Betty Watson, will also be doing some part of the classes. And also Brenda Gilpatrick, who's our nursing assistant, and maybe others. Maybe others will be there to help us with these. So we really want people to take advantage. Please contact the health department for more information. Our number out there is, of course, 931-243-2651. And you can call that number to register, or you could just come by the office if you think you'd want to participate. We're located on Guffey Street. A lot of people in town don't have any idea where Guffey Street's at, but it's a little road that cuts through, and we're across from the public library. So.
And you've got a big sign out front.
We have a big flashing sign. We have signs out front. But we're on a little cut-through street, and we would like, if some reason people forget to register and next week they're thinking, oh, I really meant to try to go to those classes, please come on anyway. There'll be plenty of room, plenty of space. Like I say, just remember they do start at 3:30 on March 8th and March 22nd. And we're hoping to have lots of participation in these free workshops. We're going to put some time into planning them. They're free. They'll be fun. And please join us, hopefully, for some helpful information.
All right. That sounds like a great, great thing. I know at one time people used to say that the most important job in the world didn't get any pre-training, didn't you? That was kind of the story, you know, that you just had your young'un and you...
You went from there.
You went from
learned
there
as you
and,
went.
And learned as you went. But now...
Now there's all kinds of information. There's classes for everyone. We would just love to have a good turnout for this, and I think everybody will enjoy. Have some good little gifts for people that do participate. And that's about all I have about that.
Okay, let me add birthing hospitals in this area. I know, I don't think our hospital they don't have a birthing facility, but I think they do have, they offer prenatal doctor's care there. And then
I think Dr. Gearing now.
But newer doctors. And
he doesn't deliver, I don't think, up here, but probably in Livingston.
I think maybe I heard that it was in
but
Livingston.
But a lot of our ladies either go to Livingston, Cookeville. That's where most of the ladies do go to deliver their babies. But we do some prenatal care and as far as WIC.
Exactly what is that?
WIC is a really good program that we try to promote. It is a food nutrition program. It is for women, infants, and children. That's what WIC stands for. We try to get our prenatal women on while they're pregnant. If they're on the whole time, they'll get food, what we call food instruments, take to the grocery store to buy nutrients. We're talking milk, eggs, cheese, juice, bread, formula for babies. We're hoping most mothers are going to breastfeed, and I'll have to toot Mr. Tim's horn here. Our county in the region continues to have one of the highest breastfeeding rates in the region, and he does a great job with that. But with WIC, you've got to be income eligible That's kind of one of the first steps. We just continue to promote that program. We need more people on that program. But we'll be talking about that as part of our prenatal class.
Okay, all right. And toward you, like I said, you're going to give folks information to get not only knowledge here, but where to get more help, more knowledge as their infant.
Right. During the pregnancy and also after the baby gets here, we want to tell them all kinds of things like car safety seats, how to do that. So all kinds of information.
Okay, let's take a little short break and come back. I think you've got a couple more things you want to talk to us about, but we'll take a little short break and get in a word or two from our sponsors here. We'll be back just in a second.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We're sitting here, Carol Sue and I are, and we've just complimenting her on the work that the Clay County Health Department does, and it's great that they have these prenatal classes coming up because, you know, that is, it doesn't get any more important than making sure that our babies are at birth are as healthy as they possibly can be and ready to enter this world and then to be taken care of properly as they get here. And I think you've got a couple more things to talk about this morning.
Well, I do, if you don't mind. Just won't take but a minute. We've already talked about the free flu shot, so I'll skip over that. Another program we do at the health department, and we've kind of hit on this before, but TennCare has a program, TennCare Insurance for Children, pays for well child exams from birth to 21 years. And for infants, that means several screenings. They can get a newborn, a month-old screening, 2, 4, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, even a 30-month screening, 24-month. They really promote that children, this kind of goes along with the prenatal care. After the child gets here, it's real important that they get well child exams. And we call that EPSD&T. And everybody says, well, what does EPSD&T stand for? Well, that is early periodic screening, diagnosis, and treatment, which is a lot of words. But what it means is, you know, it's for children to get these early screenings, which are so important. A lot of things can be diagnosed. These can be done either at your local health department, which we do, or you have a choice to go to your primary care provider, your PCP. They can also do these, and they do a lot of them here on the children. The past couple of years, we've had a program that kind of goes hand in hand with this called Health Rocks. It's a little campaign that we do a month or so at work. We just really try to promote getting all these kids in to get their well child exams. We're going to kick this off for this time next week on Wednesday, March the 9th. We usually have a kickoff day and an ending day, and we're going to end up sometime about the 8th of April, I think. We're going to do this for a few weeks. In the meantime, we're going to try to do as many of these exams as we can do. And there will be incentives. We will have some gifts for people. And the first day when we kick off next Wednesday, 1 to 3, we're going to try to do several exams that day. We need some people if you have children. It can also be children that don't have TEN Care. A lot of kids have private insurance. Those kids also need their well-child exams, and it's going to be time for school registration. Parents are going to have to be thinking about getting well-child exams. It's a good time now. I think the schools, like I saw in the paper already, where they usually have the school registration in the spring. So now's a good time if you haven't got your child's exam. Now's a good time to call us for that. But we have a good time with that. We'll have some little exhibitors set up in our lobby. Some of the TEN Care MCOs, they come and they have goodie bags to give to the participants. And it's just a good time, something we enjoy doing. And like I say, these can be received any time during the year. You can come any time and get these exams. But we try to have this little campaign and really get started big and try to do as many as we can. And I want to tell everybody about that. Probably would need to call for an appointment for that, because those exams take a little while to get done, and we try to schedule those. And the RN can do those. Mr. Tim, Miss April can do those exams. So, but we'd like to let everybody know about these exams. There's still a lot of people that don't know about that.
All right. And those dates, the when we're going to have a little celebration, March the 9th.
March the 9th is the kickoff, and we'll go about 6 weeks on that, and then have an ending date where we'll do another little program. But we hope to have a lot of participation in that, Thomas. So you can help us out spreading that news. And
we'll try to keep announcing that.
And that kind of goes hand in hand with the early prenatal care, and once the baby gets here and the kids grow up, even 20-year-olds still need their well-child exams. You can pick up on a lot of problems sometimes, even as a child gets older. So it's a good time to get screened. And also, you know, vision and dental goes with that. They a lot of times will inform people you can go get vision and dental also. So
I know they still got that exam for us. I know we have a wellness exam
even
every year
for us
older babies. We can still go in and do it.
People a lot of times like to skip. They're like, I'm well. I don't need an exam. Well, that's why you need to get one. Let's try to stay well.
Stay well.
So I just wanted to throw that out this morning. That's something else we got a lot going on in March, I guess, at the health department.
Okay. And thanks a lot for being here with us this morning.
You're welcome.
I thought you said you only had just a few seconds.
Well, I guess I took most of your program, and I'm sorry.
No, you have not. And it, like I said, your
like
the information that we have, and we like people to talk when they come in. This is radio, talk radio, so we got to talk, haven't we?
We do, and I don't have a problem with that at all. I guess you can tell.
It's been a pleasure having you here this morning. And
We'll
take a little short break and come back, and we'll do a little bit of filling in on what's going on with our athletic teams here in the next day or so, and then we'll get to our next guest.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owner of those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
We're back here at the historic Clay County Courthouse this morning. Just finished up. Carol Sue Collins from over at the Health Department with a bunch of great information. Kathy Murray just walked in, but I'm not going to let her start here for a few minutes. But I guess right now would be a good time to read off our birthdays and anniversaries for the day. And also remind everyone, 243-5574 is that very, very important number. If you want your name on this list, we have a few birthdays this morning, celebrating birthdays this past week. Randy Spears, and I believe it's on the 26th on his, it says. And I've got, I actually got three calls for birthdays that are going to be taking place next week. And we'll get these in next week. But also this past week, Scotty Reagan celebrated a birthday, and his family members called that one in, and we'd like to wish him a happy birthday. And also Tammy Melton celebrated a birthday, and Rinaldo Mendez celebrated a birthday on March the 2nd, and Angela Key on March the 2nd. These folks all celebrated birthdays this past week, and we'd like to wish all of them a happy birthday. And here in a few minutes, we'll draw out a name, and we'll give away a cake here in a few minutes, which pretty good cake. I think it's one of those, I think I've heard their advertisement where they have chocolate and vanilla and just all kinds of stuff on in those things.
Crunchy chocolate, too.
All kinds of crunchy stuff on it, and just all of that stuff that really helps you out if you're on a diet. As you heard Kathy sitting here, but got a couple of things kind of maybe catch up everyone with what's going on with our high school basketball here in the past week or so. But before that, we do want to mention that we did have on our presidential primary, we did have one local, I guess, item on there, and that was the local wheel tax that was dedicated to the school system, and it was, I think, narrowly defeated.
18 votes.
It was a fairly quiet item. You'd think after all of the hullabaloo we had earlier about the funding, but I guess not to be political or anything, but I think the state Department of Education has bailed us out maybe for at least one more year and maybe 2 years, because we're going to receive a little bit of money that's going to bail us out. And I think, along with, of course, with any money we get from the State Department, it's earmarked for certain things, but I think they have broadened that out a little bit so that some of that money can be used for employee insurance, which in the past they weren't able to do. But once again, all this does is just kick the problem down the road for another year or so, and it'll show up again, and we'll have another emergency come up and have to try to come up with the funds. Seems like that's kind of the way we operate here. We just kind of kick the can down the road a little bit further, mm-hmm. and hope we can kick it a little further the next time. But so far we've been able to survive all of this, and I'm sure we'll continue. But hopefully one of these days we will, as a community, learn to become more prepared for things than sometimes we have in the past. But now, on the good side of everything, our basketball teams, our high school basketball teams, our Lady Bulldogs have wrapped up their season this year. We'll have to really compliment them on a great season. They're, I know, had quite a few younger players playing this year, and I think they finished up the season with a winning record of 16-14, and they finished in fourth place in the district tournament, and had to go on the road down to Good Pastor Christian School down in Madison to play the number one team out of the district down there. And lo and behold, we beat those folks down there on their home floor, which was a great ball game. And then we had to come back and once again play one of the teams that had beaten us before, and we weren't able to get by them in the second round of the regional tournament. The girls put up a brilliant fight, but came up a little bit short at the end of the ball game. I think I can announce that Pickett County girls won the regional championship last night, but due to prior commitments, they have to travel. They don't get to play their sub-state game at home. And now, big thing tonight, We have the district final, or excuse me, the region finals for the boys teams tonight at 7 o'clock over at Livingston Academy. And once again, we're playing Jackson County for the championship. Now, both of these teams do they do go on to the the sub-state, or what they call them. It's actually the first round of the state tournament. This is one that eliminates about 130 or 40 schools down to we're down to 16 teams left in the state of Tennessee now still playing, and the winner of that will get to play a game at their home site on Monday night at 7 p.m. And of course, hopefully that'll be us. The loser then will have to travel somewhere over toward East Tennessee. Could be to I think Van Buren County is left over there in Marion County. And so this is a real important game tonight, and the winner gets the runner-up from the other ones, which is hopefully be a little bit less stiff competition than the loser that has to go on the road and play the better team. But that's coming up, and I think a lot of folks have been getting over way early in the afternoon so they can get them a good seat. I'm sure there'll be a big crowd there tonight, and of course I want to invite everyone out. In the next week or so, we will try to have the coaches on. We'll have the coaches on to give us a little rundown on the season, and hopefully we can keep maybe putting it off a little bit for the boys, and maybe be a couple of weeks before we can have them on, and the season's still going on. But and let's see what else. This morning we've got a little announcement on the Veterans Book Project. I think the deadline for that has been extended until March the 31st. And I believe also, I think they started out that you needed a picture to go with the little Bible. But I think now I think a lot of families found that they really couldn't find an appropriate picture for some of the veterans, some of the older ones. And so I think if you just have a bio that you want in there, I think they're doing that now. And let's see. I'm not sure what the publication date is, but the pre-publication price for this book is $10, and they can give you all of that information over at the county library. And I know that project is still going on for a little bit longer. And also, back in the area of sports, Hermitage Springs Junior High, I think boys and girls maybe won the TNT state tournament, and we'll get a representative from those folks on here to talk about that a little bit. So we've got a whole bunch of things coming up here in the next little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got Kathy Merritt sitting here this morning, and Kathy's been on vacation here for about a week or so, haven't you, Kathy?
Working vacation. Working vacation.
You got to go back to what used to be your home?
What used to be home, Indianapolis, Indiana. Yes, sir, I was up there for 14 days. And I went up to represent Mitchell Creek Marina, but specifically Dale Hollow Lake, Clay County, Salina. The boat show is a 10-day event up there. It ran from the 19th through the 28th. And I talked to just a ton of people up there. And it's always great to go up there and tell folks about our community and what we have to offer down here.
I'm wondering, is the chamber,
mm-hmm.
are they still sending folks to the boat shows? I know maybe last year before, we sent some folks up to Cincinnati, Indianapolis.
Well, I think what kind of has happened with some of the shows that are not too near home here, the Upper Cumberland Tourism Association goes, Miss Ruth Dial, and I actually sit on that board with Ray Norris to represent Clay County. This year, Miss Ruth was not able to go due to the illness of her husband, and that's why I kind of picked up the ball a little bit. I took Clay County Salina maps, I took retirement information, and really was able to expound with a lot of folks that I talked with.
Okay, I think you were there, two weekends?
I was.
Tell us about the Indianapolis Boat Show. I know we've been sending people up there.
Oh, my goodness. This was the 67th annual boat show, if you can imagine. And this is just a great, great show. The thing I like about it is when it starts out, the first weekend that it begins, they have motorcycles as a highlight. And they have the RVs, the boats, they have tourism. It runs all week long then, and then on the second weekend, an entirely different group of people come in, and that's the Deer and Turkey and Waterfowl Expo. So we get to really, you know, hit a lot of people. There's just a wide, diverse group there.
Okay, now, I know you said you were representing the folks up at Mitchell Creek.
Uh-huh.
I know over the many, many years ago that marinas,
mm-hmm.
boat docks,
mm-hmm.
they were old family operations.
Yes.
And for years and years and years, our area really depended on reservations from year to year,
mm-hmm.
families that came back.
That's true.
Every year for two and three generations.
That's true.
But now we're in a new generation, aren't we?
But you know what? It still happens. It still happens. And the thing that I enjoy about going, first I'd like to say just a lot of things. Folks aren't aware of this, but the marinas really work well together. Our marinas, you know, to promote Clay County and the nice thing about it is with Mitchell Creek being a newer, you know, ownership, we were one of those families that came to Livingston Boat Dock for years and years and years. So it's nice when folks come along and say, this one isn't familiar to me, to be able to talk with them. And then they're like, I remember, I grew up going there. So the families are still coming and the next generations are coming. So it's a lot of fun to be able to visit with those folks and hear their stories.
All right. With that thought, let's take a little short
okay,
break.
Let's do
Speaking
it.
Of earning something, we need to earn a little bit of cash to keep this thing on the air, don't we? So let's take a little short break and we'll be back just in a second.
Hey. Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's Dad O'Clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. That was a surprise. We just jumped right back on there.
We sure did.
And we were talking about the marinas here and the fact that Kathy had been up to the boat show. Mm-hmm. Kathy, were you all able to take reservations now up there for this coming season?
Yes, actually we begin in the very beginning of January taking reservations, and the way that a lot of the marinas will do it, not all of them, but a lot of the marinas will offer show specials, and that's not so much for the people who come back year after year, but that's for the people who've never been before. You know, they really take advantage of that. But no, you know, a lot of the marinas still sit there and just book, you know, some of them have computer systems, but yes, we were able to take reservations right there on the spot.
Okay, and I know, speaking of reservations, having worked at one of the marinas for a number of years, and I believe that this practice may still, it may be something in the Owners Association bylaws or something, that you can't reserve year to year. Like if you come down in July and say, hey, I like this place, I'm going to reserve it for next year. It doesn't work that way.
No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't. And I think for a couple of different reasons, I think it's one of those things that folks might think they're going to do something today, but a year from now, situation might be different, and you don't want to book up all of your, you know, your cabins or your houseboats or whatever, and then have things fall apart, you know, down the road, and then you're scrambling trying to rebook.
Yeah, I know that, and I know that, I guess January the 2nd used to be a busy day for the folks there, because those phones would ring off the hook all day that day, and then most of that week, you know, people were, at that point in time, they were anxious, you know, to get their times in, make sure they got it booked. There was, you know, certain times for family vacations. We had our fishermen
mm-hmm.
that wanted to be here for certain weeks of the
mm-hmm.
year, that when the fishing season got hot, they wanted to be here.
And then by the same token, those folks who know that there's going to be a show special, and I know that we did that for years, we would always get out to the boat show to make our reservations, you know, to come, and they want to take advantage of that discount, 15-20% off or whatever.
And I know we're talking about the ownership of the marinas on Del Hollow Lake now, and I do know they have a very powerful organization where the owners do cooperate.
They do.
And a number of these marinas are still family-run operations.
The majority, yes.
And even though some of them are newer families, besides the ones that actually may have been here originally back about 1950 or
right.
so, like the Roberts family, the Huddleston family, of course, is still involved in Horse Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, the family ran up at Mitchell Creek, the Smith family there that is running that one. But now we do have corporate owners now.
We do. We do.
I know, I think Holly Creek
mm-hmm.
is corporate-owned. And they have, of course, Holly Creek and Eagle Cove, I believe it may be over in Pickett County.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I don't know whether people realize it or not, but the majority of the marinas are in Clay County, aren't they?
Actually, yes, and that's one of the things we've done this year. We really are trying to hit on the fact that we consider Clay County the gateway to Del Hollow Lake, because we do have the largest number of marinas you know, represented here in Clay County. We're here at the dam. And so we've kind of started using that in our advertising, and we're going to kind of make that a Clay County thing, a tagline, if you will.
I know used to years ago there was a big sign the other side of Tompkinsville coming down from the Glasgow area that had Tompkinsville Gateway to Del Hollow Lake, and at one time it was the gateway, but
mm-hmm.
of course the flow of traffic has changed
right.
with the improvement in highways,
right.
but it may change back a little bit with the improvement of highways coming in from the Monroe County area instead of through the Cumberland County area.
Mm-hmm.
And and at Livingston Boat Dock.
Yes.
I know
yes.
for years, Livingston Boat Dock is not in Overton County, which was...
Actually, right. People think it's in Overton County, and the address is Allen's, but when you take that road down, and if you look at the map just kind of comes right down around and takes that little section of property down there, so they are a Clay County boat dock.
Yeah, so someone, I guess maybe when Maybe I've been thinking that back about 1800 and something. Hey, we're going to have a lake up here one of these days.
Exactly.
This looks like a great place for a boat dock, so let's draw this line around here.
Curious if those lines have ever been redrawn since then.
And of course, now, on that line, there is a little bit of property that's located over in Pickett County there around the lake that you can't get to anyway other than going through Pickett County or by water and through the woods or whatever.
So right.
There are some isolated areas. But we still maintain those. But like I said, the old Livingston Boat Dock, which now is Mitchell Creek Marina, was and always will be located here in Clay County.
It is Clay County, and we're happy to claim it.
And, of course, going up the lake, we have some up in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Hendricks Creek and
Sulphur
Creek. And I know, Kathy, there's a limitation that I think something in their bylaws that says there can be no new sites developed on Dale Hollow Lake, which resulted, you know, back in the 60s, 70s, places like Eagle Cove up in Pickett County, they were really just little wide roads coming down to the lake that somewhere along the line, you know, someone had leased that property from the Corps of Engineers. And it really was just kind of a little camp. A lot of them were, but like the corporation that has Holly Creek, you know, they saw that and saw, you know, hey, there's no new ones, but if we can purchase some of these older ones develop those, and it's resulted in. I don't think we have any of those little rinky-dink operations anymore, do we, on Dale Hollow?
I don't think so.
I think they're all now pretty nice.
Getting some new much-needed money in there and making improvements and.
And I think maybe, you know, if we can hold our fuel prices down this summer, our lake traffic may go back. You know, used to in the old days, folks would rent a houseboat up at Wolf River and spend the week and come down to the dam.
Mm-hmm.
And the folks down at Cedar Hill would drive down by the dam and look at it and then head up the lake.
Right.
But, you know, in the past few years with the fuel prices on the lake, you know, there hadn't been a lot of movement of like the houseboat traffic. And, of course, a lot of people thought that the high fuel prices would really, really cripple the houseboat traffic on our local lake, like Dale Hollow and Lake Cumberland. But it seems like they've continued to grow.
We're holding our own. We get very good reviews for our houseboat trips and the lake in general.
And I know, of course, we were and still are considered to be the smallmouth capital of the world.
We are, yes.
And that fishing's getting ready to start here before long.
Oh, it is. It is. Those guys are chomping at the bit to get out here and get going.
Yeah. You know, I never did really like to fish when I had to dip the tip of my rod down the water to thaw it out. that's not really comfortable. But the boat show... do you have any idea how many folks you may have seen that week?
Oh, my goodness. I really don't. I looked, and there haven't been statistics reported yet. I can tell you that our first Saturday, Kevin Renfro, who basically is the head of the family that has sponsored this show for many, many years, he indicated that it was a record-setting day, a 25-year record. But of course, our temperature was 72 degrees. The previous 2 years when I was up there, we had a ton of snow. So that definitely helped us.
Yeah, that 72-degree weather will bring folks out, and it comes time to come to Dale Hollow, doesn't it?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Okay, let's take a little short break. And Kathy, we want to come back and let's talk about some of the other things that are going on here that we're all involved in.
Awesome.
And we'll be back just in a minute. But right now, let's take a little short break and come back, and maybe we'll draw us out a name here in a minute and give away a cake. But right now, we need to take a little short break.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walking Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yeah.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yeah.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. I haven't run Kathy off yet.
Nope.
She's still here with us. I'm going to let her draw a number here.
I'm going to draw one this time and not pick one out of my head and embarrass myself. There you go, Thomas.
We have, looks like, is going to win the cake today. Scotty, you can, you are a representative, can go by the Clay County Chamber after a decent hour today, and we have time to get the certificate out there and pick up your certificate and go by and pick up your birthday anniversary cake.
And then when are you and I going to go over and grab some cake from Scotty?
Well, once again, Scotty Reagan, you are the lucky winner today. I know this is going to knock you off your dive. We will have that ready for you, and I want to remind everyone that if you want a chance to win the birthday anniversary cake, 243-5574, or send an email to courthouse@infoed.com, and we'll get your name on the list. Looks like we're, according to the old clock on the wall, we're kind of winding down today, but Kathy's here, and of course Kathy is involved in a lot of things going on around the square here with the Merchants Association, downtown Salina. Of course, she has her antique business up at the end of the street, and she's brought some energy in, and we're just using the time out of her.
And I love it. And we're going to be, you know, Thomas, we're going to be over in Cookeville this weekend for the Upper Cumberland Home Show.
Thank you for
We're going to be doing that. So
Hyder Burks,
and that will be Friday 4 to 8, Saturday 6 to, I'm sorry, 9 to 6, and then Sunday 12 to 4, and admission is $5.
And this is a big-time show.
It is a big-time show.
It's a great show. If you've never been, you know, get out and go over and check this one out. I mean, if you're looking for remodeling or landscaping.
Tourism, Upper Cumberland, the Upper Cumberland wine tour, all that information will be there.
Just a great, great show over there. It's a great regional show there at the Hyder Burks Pavilion.
Right.
Which is, of course, part of Tennessee Tech University. So we want to invite everyone to come out to that. Kathy, what about, I think, Moonshine Days? We're kind of getting that buttoned down a little bit.
We are. We're gonna move that, and I know there's been a lot of discussion, but as everyone knows, Labor Day weekend, it's always kind of been during the time that the lake has their last hurrah, and it was very hot this past year. It was extremely hot. I think our crowds were down because of that. So we're looking at maybe October 14th, 15th is what I think we're getting
and
nailed
we're
down.
At, a slimmer, trimmer, more energetic gathering here around the square for Moonshine Day.
Yes. Yes.
And hopefully to a lot of interesting things for families to come in and enjoy during this weekend. And it takes an effort of all of us.
It does.
To pull this thing off. And I know everyone's looking forward to this again. And hopefully we can get us a date where we can kind of get folks used to it and they can start planning a year ahead of time.
Right.
And we're not know of anything we're bumping heads with locally here. I know we had the Watermelon Festival over at Tompkinsville,
mm-hmm.
which has been going on a number of years.
Right.
And of course, you know, we thought, you know, hopefully we might be able to share visitors from that, but it's kind of hard to do that because most folks don't, they really don't plan to go to two events in a weekend like that, even if they're, you know, real, real close together. So hopefully these dates will play out and be a very, very good time for the Moonshine Day celebration. And I don't know, this thing, of course, we've had this thing going on here for off and on for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think once we get the roots planted firmly in the ground, this thing's going to take off and like a big tree.
I think it will. And again, hopefully in October we'll be able to share that with the lake and help use the lake to promote it. And invite people to come, stay out on the lake maybe in a cabin, enjoy the scenery, come into town, enjoy Moonshine Days. And
you know, I'm sure that with your influence with some of those folks, maybe we can come up with some Moonshine Day specials.
I've been talking with the marina owners. We've been working on that, yes. And that's the cool thing. They want to play a bigger part in it. So that's good for all of us.
And I think they're just... a number of things we can do that time. Of course, weather we can never control.
Correct.
Our weather is so unpredictable here in the county. I mean, as we all know, this past winter we've gone from 72 degrees one day to below zero with a foot of snow on
foot
the ground.
Foot of snow, exactly.
And summer is not hardly that bad, but it's unpredictable with the heat, with the rain, and the wind, and a festival, wind is a killer.
Wind is a killer, yes.
I know we've had tents that got blown away, and it's tough.
Merchandise, craft items, yes.
You kind of grab it as it flew by.
Exactly.
But, you know, hopefully this week we can get this date set down and set in stone. Some of the other things going on right coming up pretty quick now. I know we've got... a car show coming up here the first weekend in May.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a big list here, that are going on. I think we went through that before. We've got the Easter egg hunt our Easter egg hunt down below the road there and in the park's coming up real quick here. We've got the yard sale coming up, the Highway 52 yard sale.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a whole bunch of things going on up at the marinas during the summer this year. Now, one of the first county fairs anywhere in the state of Tennessee. And so with all these things are getting ready to crank up, and I want to remind everyone that there are just all kinds of things. There's something going on just about, if not every weekend, every other weekend here in and around Clay County. And I know... we're looking at maybe some other things later on where we can maybe fill up just about every weekend we've got here.
That would be great.
If we can, get all this stuff going. Well, it looked like, according to the old clock on the wall, as Tennessee Ernie Ford used to say, he was the old pea picker, I believe, is what he called himself. But we have, once again, come to the end of the road for the day here, and we'll take a little rest. We'll rest up until about this time next week and come back all reinvigorated, and I think we've got some guests coming up. I think we have one group maybe that a group of our students that made it up to Washington, D.C. here a couple of weeks ago. They're going to come in and talk to us about some of the things that they ran into while they were up there. But right now, I guess it's about time that we signed off again. And, may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet you again. And we hope to meet right here, same time, same channel, next week.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.